Happy Monday, Brooke.
Hey, same to you, Fred. How you doing?
Doing real well. Hey, you've got a lot of food talk this week, so that's one of my favorite subjects.
My readers love to read about food. So.
I know. There's where you see all the hits on the website when you do stories on new restaurants or some other thing connected to food. Then forget about it. Everyone's reading it.
No doubt about it. That's what people stop me at the store and asked. At church, they'll ask. On the street, they'll ask, hey, when's such and such opening? So.
Absolutely. All right. Well, in the cover story this week, you have a chef who has been in Las Cruces for some time, and he has opened a new restaurant I see here in Mesilla.
Yeah, Tatsu Miyasaki, if I said his name right, I hope I did. I had a real nice time sitting down with him last week, and he's got a new restaurant. Like you said, Savoy de Mesilla. It's at 1800 Avenue de Mesilla, Avenida de Mesilla, right next to Lulu's. It used to be where St. Clair was located, if that helps some people. And he's had, I think about six restaurants over the years in Las Cruces. And he actually flies all around the world as a consultant and helps open restaurants. Most frequently in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates. He's been over there multiple times helping with restaurants. But he's a native of Japan, of Tokyo. He came to the U.S. in like 79 or 78 and worked as was here as a foreign exchange student and then got a job up in Portland, Oregon as a teppanyakan chef and everything. And one thing led to another. He ended up in Albuquerque, and then he opened his first restaurant down here in Las Cruces in 1982, Tatsu Steakhouse on Picacho, El Paseo. A lot of people might remember that place. And it was there for about 20 years or so, and then he's had his hands in multiple other restaurants around town as well. He sells his own sauce, things like that. So I went over, and he just opened this place, Savoy de Mesilla, the day after Thanksgiving, and I went over and checked it out, sat down and talked with him, and he let me taste some things, and they were really delicious. And it's a new, different kind of thing for him. You know, he owns Aqua Reef restaurant, and up on Tell Shore, and that's sort of Asian cuisine, of course. This is more of a contemporary American type thing, but with a sort of a nicer sort of elegant twist. There'll be things like there's gourmet burger, there's some seafoods and all different kinds of things. And he has wonderful desserts. He uses liquid nitrogen. He has a smoke infuser, different things. Kind of stuff if you watch Food Channel or any shows like Top Chef and you see some of the neat things people use. He's using some of that stuff down there.
Oh, boy.
So it's a neat place to check out. There's no doubt about it. And he's just an interesting businessman. You know, he knows Wolfgang Puck. He's worked with Julia Child. He's won a bunch of awards. And pretty interesting guy.
Sounds interesting. And all of a sudden, I guess maybe partly connected to the fact the economy is beginning to recover here, we're seeing a lot of different restaurants moving in.
Yeah, we sure are. And different ones all around town and regional ones and also national chains as well.
Yeah, we'll get to that in what's new.
A little teaser
in just a minute. Your profile this week also deals with an establishment that serves the public, and in this case, though, it's—I don't believe it's much in the way of food, right? It's mainly drinks.
Yeah, Palacios Bar. It's right located right at the corner of Avenue de Mesilla and Calle de Colón, and down there in Mesilla. And it's a place that's been there essentially since 1936. It was a dance hall for a long, long time called Salcido's Dance Hall, and the owner, Valeria Chavez, 82 years young. Her parents had opened that originally and ran it for a long, long time. And then she took over in the early 90s. The place had a fire, sadly, but it was renovated and turned into what it is today, Palacios Bar. And she's a native. She was born in 1930. She talks about, this story's interesting because she talks about what it was like to grow up in Mesilla at that time and the different people and her and her siblings eating dinner with some of the bands that came through town and would stop off to play there. And it's a real fun story. She really gives a look back. And it's one of those things that I don't know how many people, unless you're native of this area, you realize how far back this place goes. You see it a lot, and especially like if you drive, you know how a lot of people ride motorcycles on Sundays and they like to ride that area down there and down through Mesilla and on farther down. And you see bikers stop off there at the place and, you know, maybe have a nice cold drink or something. And it's a neat little story.
Yeah, sure. And it's that's a long time for a business to be around. That's for
sure.
Yeah,
sure is. It's gone. You know, it's undergone a facelift. You know, from the dance hall to the bar we know nowadays, but still the same original location.
All right. And now in the What's New, we have a couple of new chains, national chains, that are going to be opening up in Las Cruces.
Yeah, we know last week or 2 weeks ago, Jason's Deli opened. I think it was last week, early last week. And now this week, tomorrow, is supposed to be Jimmy John's, another chain deli-type place is going to open tomorrow on University Avenue, 901 East University Avenue, which is sort of the same commercial space that holds Starbucks and Zaffiro's Pizzeria over there. And this is one that people have been asking me a lot about. Jimmy John's is a chain. They have some in Albuquerque. They don't have any in El Paso. I finally ate at one this summer, and it was pretty dang good. I liked it. And the Chris Lyons, who's one of the managers of the place, or managing partners of the place, he said they're planning to have more of those, even one more maybe in Las Cruces in the northern part of town, maybe six total in the whole, you know, sort of the borderland area, some maybe in El Paso. So it's interesting. They're trying to kind of move into the area. And they, you know, they sell sandwiches, if you're not familiar with it, salads, different kind of things. You go in and order a big board with the numbers on them, you know, like a lot of delis. So it's another deli moving in. We're becoming Deli Las Cruces.
Yes, indeed.
And another one a lot of people have been asking me about, Dunkin' Donuts on North Main. Right there in the plaza where Albertsons is located, there's also a Subway there, and right next to that Subway, they're already starting to work, clear land. They got a fence up to build a Dunkin' Donuts. I don't have a timetable yet or anything, but that's what's happening. The address right now is 2513 North Main, but that's just sort of the address of that plaza area. It'll get its own address when it has its own building, but that's on the way. In the plaza on El Paseo where Pros Ranch Market is, HomeSmart is opening a store, and that's sort of a rent-to-own type of place. There'll be some furniture and appliances and that sort of thing. And then real quick, Southwestern Eye Center is based out of Arizona, and they bought Southwest Eye Clinics here in town, which is a locally owned place. So two similar-sounding places now has a new owner. The doctors will still be the same, and I think they're adding a doctor as well, but with an Arizona owner.
Okay. And finally, the growth in online dating continues, and you have one in your Babbling Brook that I had not heard about.
Yeah, this is fascinating. It's a dating site for people who are waiting at the gate at the airport, essentially. You know, there are a lot of people who their life is just revolves around airports. They're in and out. They're flying all the time. And I guess they have as many as 20,000 people. This is around the world, of course, who've signed up already. What you do is you enter in your information, your flight data, and then you can meet somebody maybe at the airport bar or at the gate. And you can just talk and be friendly, or who knows, maybe it will lead to a relationship. It's just kind of a different sort of business idea out there.
Interesting indeed. Go on a trip and come back with more than your luggage, I guess.
I also found one that had to do, this is an idea I came up with, so I did a search, and there already has been some out there for dating at supermarkets as well.
No, dating at supermarkets.
Yeah, if you want to meet cute at in the produce aisle or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, definitely
like that.
Not in the frozen food section. A little too cold there.
A little cold for
all
that.
All right. Brooke Stockberger, the business editor at the Sun News. Those stories and more in today's paper. Brooke, thanks for being here.